We know Napster killed the rock star. Does Star Wars TV kill Star Wars theatrical movies? Well, we're going to talk about it, guys. Welcome back. You are listening and watching the Resistance Broadcast. I'm your host, John Hoey. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a great show. The Will of the Force is back again. We are going to find out, will they, won't they, on about six or seven different topics. Also, our discussion this week, the big push. Will Star Wars TV series push away or push aside the big theatrical releases that got us all to love the franchise to begin with? Also, of course, to end the show, your tweets in Resistance Transmissions. Did you make the show? We'll find out, and we'll also see if Lazy can get through them without laughing again, which is probably not likely. But anyway, speaking of them, it is James Bandy and Lacey Gillerin. Guys, happy Thursday. Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm wearing my McDonald's shirt that I got. I think I mentioned that on the podcast before. They gave it to me for free.
Shirt?
Yeah, they sent it to me for tweeting about McDonald's breakfast and how I was excited that it was 24 hours now.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, they DM'd
James
me.
James Bainey, sure enough, influencer.
They're like, follow us so we can DM you. And I was like, okay, I do that when verified McDonald's says that. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to send you a shirt.
Wow.
Like, cool. Yeah, and I got, a stuffed animal with it, too. It was like in a little box or whatever. Yeah, I don't know why they did it. It was just like, I don't know. That's how you market, people. That's how you market. So I have this little thing. All the video people can see it. It's like, I don't know. They're like, there's a McDonald's coffee cup. And yeah. I think he's eating like a McChicken or something. It's supposed to be like night and day together or something.
So for the people who aren't watching this, James is wearing a McDonald's shirt with two characters on it, and none of them are the Hamburglar or Grimace. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
He's wearing a McDonald's Raylo shirt.
I'm pretty.
Oh my God. Who is that? Who is that talking about Raylo? Who is that talking about Raylo wearing, not wearing a McDonald's t-shirt? Who is that? Lacey,
how many degrees was that?
Yeah. Hey guys, what's up? I'm still in Florida and I'm wearing my Lucasfilm hoodie that I just got.
Yay.
It's black and I love it.
Yeah. So right now, as you're listening and or watching this, James and Lacey are in Florida. And I'm up here in the cold in New England, freezing my tuchus off.
I'll be back tonight, though. I'm flying back tonight.
I'm the lone wolf, guys. Lone wolf. Oh, I got a blanket here just in case I get cold. These guys down in friggin' Florida. How about that? All right. Guys, we have a great show. I'm excited. There's a lot of good stuff going on. James, the Will of the Force. It is here. Where is Chirrut? Where is he? Let's do it.
I fear nothing for all this as the Force wills it.
Johnny's right there. He just said hi just a second ago. Yeah. Anyway, we got to get into Will of the Force this week. I'm
Are
excited.
Are you kidding me? I'm blind.
Yeah, he's blind, but he's willing to do Will of the Force with us this week. We got a couple of questions here that are pretty good. John has been trying to step it up. A couple of these, I'm like, oh, that's a, that's a good one. So let's kick it off. Let's get into those deeper questions. This first one is, will you be watching the new animated shorts, Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures? So starting off with a real tough one here.
Real brain buster over there.
I debated for like 3 hours over this one. No, obviously, I'm just going to start it off. Yes, this is awesome. I will be watching the new animated shorts. I'm excited, and I think anybody should be excited for anything Star Wars content officially released that's free on YouTube. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. I'm looking at you. But I'm going to go to Lacey next. Will you be watching the new animated short Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures on the new YouTube channel Star Wars Kids?
I will be watching it.
Very good. Very good.
John,
how about you?
Yes, I will. Yeah, you know, James, I know James is mocking me, and that's fine, because not everybody can write show notes. Well, apparently they can, because that one's really ridiculous.
No, I'm mocking myself, because I'm like, hey, there's some really good ones in here. Let's get in.
You gotta warm it
just
up.
A straightforward.
Like James Bainey likes to boast all the time that he was some world-touring keyboard rock star, right?
I hardly ever talk about it.
I'm sure he started with chopsticks, you know, and then he got a little crazier, so this is the chopsticks, okay? You start off with the first one, let's get the palette going, and then we dive deeper. I will watch Star Wars Galaxies of Adventures, but I probably already did. So how about that?
Did you just forget the name halfway through saying you were going to watch it?
He didn't forget it. It just kind of fumbled over the words a little bit, but I'm loving it. It was Star Wars Galaxies.
You're loving it?
Of adventures.
You're loving it?
Oh.
they got so many things with Galaxy in it now. It's Galaxy of Adventures, Galaxy's Edge, Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen, Galaxy.
Yeah,
The Galaxy now. And now Star Wars Episode 9 is officially called The Galaxy, The End of the Galaxy.
I'm surprised they didn't call it Galaxy of Stories, because isn't that what Galaxy's Edge is like part of? Is like the Galaxy.
Watch Episode 9 be called The Fate of the Galaxy. Watch that happen now.
It's actually called Samsung Wars Galaxy's S9 of Adventures. That's the correct title.
So, James, guys,
your tech jokes are just
maybe lame. We should just title this episode Galaxy, Galaxy, and Galaxy. Something, something, Galaxy.
And the edge of that galaxy.
Yeah, because that'll get the SEO going. We'll get a lot of views for that one.
Yeah,
James,
what's
the next topic? Jeez Louise.
The next topic is one that I think Lacey could get into on this one. So let's see. All right. Now, this is based on the idea that Lacey's last week pick of her crazy wild card, will the Knights of Ren show up? We're gonna ask the question, if they return for episode 9, will the Knights of Ren each have names? So are they going to do the cardinal sin of like, when you find an animal or have an animal on a farm, you never name it kind of thing. Right. Are we going to name the Knights of Ren, or are they going to have names in episode 9? John, I'm going to start with you on this one. Hold off for Lacey till the end. Do you think they're going to have names?
Oh, man, you know, I really don't know, but in other words, I'm torn on it. I'm just going to say yes, because of that whole angle I'm thinking could happen where they need the one to kill the others to become the apprentice sort of thing. And also, I'm just tired of the merch push of, here's the new Stormtrooper, it's an executioner. Oh, they're pointless. Oh, here's the Petronian guards, Patreonian guards. What are they called again?
Get Petronian.
Aren't they Praetorian?
Praetorian guard. I was thinking of Praetorian guards.
Of Patron, the like alcoholic drink.
Yeah, they're tequila. Give me something. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but give me at least some names. You know, you named that stupid character that didn't even show up in The Force Awakens and you made a figure out of him. So what the hell? Just give them names. Let's do it. Come on. So I'm going to say they will have names. Let's see.
I tend to think that if they're going to be in the movie, they likely wouldn't give them names in the same sense that, I know it's a little bit different, but in the same sense that the Praetorian Guards didn't really have names either, and there's only like 9 of them.
Then they're just going to be one-dimensional figures then. They're not going to be...
That's possible, but if they were to give them names, I would think that they would do how they were kind of like written as, which is like the messenger, the monk, the something, you know what I mean? They all had like the blank names. The other possibility too is that they're all like Ren something, you know, like he's Kylo Ren, he's something Ren, which is where that comes from. And these are the Knights of Ren. So that also kind of makes sense. But I don't think by any means that they would give them names like that's Ben Solo. You know what I mean? Like they have names and they're people.
Are you trying to tell me right now that Kylo Ren is going to Darth himself and give himself a Darth, go full Sith?
What? No, I'm trying to say that he already did Darth himself by being like, I don't want to go by Ben anymore. That's not my identity. Okay. I am now Kylo Ren.
So Kylo Ren was his Darth.
That is the new.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Okay.
Come on,
so,
John. What are you talking
about? So his name's not Darth Alamu. Okay, I got it.
Darth Alamu. All right. Lacey, what do you think? Do you think the Knights of Ren are going to be personified in episode 9?
Yes, I think they're all going to have names, and I think they're going to have the name of blank Ren. Something
Bob
Ren.
Bob Smith.
Something Ren. Felicity Ren. Ren. And then they're all the Rens. And then there's Kylo Ren, the master of the Knights of Ren.
Doctor Who Ren.
Doctor Who Ren, Felicity Ren.
And I think Felicity, Richard AKA E. Ren, Carrie Russell, is going to be the like second in command of the Knights of Ren.
Nice.
All right. All right.
Lacey, I know you're putting your eggs in that basket. If that happens, I mean, that's nailing it right there.
It's not unlikely to happen. It's not like she's
totally
going crazy.
Guys, I'm sorry. I need to stop doing the finger guns. It's been a long day for me.
Only the YouTube people know what you're talking about, though. So Lacey's doing the finger guns thing because she doesn't know what to do with her hands.
For all the podcast listeners, she does the finger guns thing probably like every 3 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
All right, we've got all our answers in. Do you want to go to the next question?
Sure.
Yes.
Will we go to the next question? The next question.
Yeah.
Will Leia have added dialogue using ADR with another voice actress for scenes in episode 9? So Kathleen Kennedy came out a long time ago. They said, we're absolutely not going to do her in like CG or anything like that. But they didn't specifically mention that there's a possibility that maybe when they show the back of her head, that they could have additional lines of ADR performed by somebody else just to kind of fill in the gaps, or maybe give us a couple of those like moments for whatever reason to like, you know, kind of build up her character in episode 9, that maybe they don't actually have her real voice doing it, so they could bring in someone to give us those ADR lines or something like that. I think it's possible. I think sometimes, like, even in any normal movie, they film the movie and they do that.
James,
and then they,
it's will or what? Won't.
Oh,
yes,
they will.
Yes or no.
All right. They will. Yeah. Whatever. Right. Train stopped.
Pick a side, James.
I was curious where that train was going, but Lacey said, choo choo, choos already, James.
All right, John, will they or will they not use added dialogue of ADR for Leia in episode 9?
Well, you know, it's possible if you think about the, you know, when I...
guys, quick answers.
No, I'm just doing that to piss off Lacey. It's working. It's working! Working!
It's working!
They will, guys. I really believe this. I think they're going to pull out all the stops to give us Carrie Fisher as much as possible. So what we see with our eyes is Carrie Fisher, and what we hear in our brains is Carrie Fisher, though they're going to use help. So I really do think that's going to happen to help bring more of Leia into this movie without crossing any lines. So I say... Also, plus, Carrie Fisher did not sound like Carrie Fisher but in these movies compared to the original trilogy. So nope. I say they absolutely will do this. Book it.
All right, Lacey, are you booking things?
Yes, they definitely will.
All right.
We've heard that it's magical, so they're going to use the magic of
it's
another voice
kind of
to
magic.
Make more lines.
Do you think that they would do that just because they feel like that might be the one way that they'd be able to kind of stretch her existence in the movie without like kind of making anybody ruffle any feathers, being like, well, I don't think people really care if we say like this line.
That's what I just
line.
Said. Isn't that what I just
yeah,
said?
I mean, they used Ewan McGregor for...
What are you talking about, John?
They used both Alec Guinness and Ewan McGregor for the Force vision. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Audio.
All right, so we all got that in. We're gonna move on to the next question. Will Star Wars episode 9 have a significant plot twist?
I wrote this one for you, Bainey.
Oh
yeah. So ever since the second Star Wars movie ever where there was a significant plot twist, significant plot twist have been parts of every piece of speculation ever.
What are the plot twists? Can we just go through them really quick? What do you consider a plot twist?
None of them. I think the Vader thing is a plot twist, and I think there's all sorts of things that you could technically kind of, if you're looking at them like collegially, like this is considered a plot twist, right? In a movie, this is when the story shifts at this point. But I think when
you
people think of plot twist,
coming. You got blindsided.
Yeah.
like Luke and Leia being brother and sister.
That is a bit of a plot twist, I would say, a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think those are considered, like, I think when people are talking about plot twists, they're talking about the M. Night Shyamalan plot twist.
Yes, right.
Which has only really ever happened once. And while people could point to, well, here was a plot twist, I go, yeah, but that wasn't really a plot twist. Come on. Like, that's not what you're talking about when people say, will there be a plot twist? Plot twists are like, oh, Snoke is really Plagueis and doesn't happen. That's why I say absolutely okay. Not. There will not be one. John, what do you say?
Oh, I say, man, the only reason why I would say there would be is because it's the final one. So they can really just go for it without ramifications in the future until they do 10. Which they will. Mm-hmm. But I'm leaning, I've been sold by Bainey on this. James Bainey has sold me, so I will right now say there will not be a major plot twist in episode 9. So the old lady will not be the devil in the elevator on this saga.
Well, wasn't the plot twist on this saga really that Ben Solo was Han Solo's son?
No. I don't know if that's a plot twist because I felt like people saw that coming and it wasn't like they misled us that he was someone else's kid. You know what I mean? It was just kind of like just concealed info and then they told us.
All right.
Yeah, that's kind of how I think of it. Is that just the story unfolding as well? You know what I mean? I don't think that significantly changes things like how we viewed the characters and stuff.
If they said, hold on, she is Kenobi's granddaughter, that is a plot twist.
You don't think a plot twist is like Luke trying to kill Ben Solo? Because the whole movie you think that he's done the right thing. And then it ends up he actually did the wrong thing.
I didn't buy it as it. No.
No.
Or
that was more of a perspective.
Kylo Ren deciding to kill Snoke. That's a plot twist. I think we have very differing definitions of plot.
I think we have a Star Wars war on what a plot twist is.
It's more of a shock moment.
I think what you're trying to say But you're trying to say that there are more plot twists in Star Wars than I'm giving credit to. Which,
right.
if you go up to most people and say like, what are plot twists in the movies? People aren't going to say things like, oh, when we found out that Kylo Ren was really Han Solo's son, they're going to say when we found out that Luke Skywalker was Darth Vader's son, because that is like a more significant plot twist.
Whereas some of these other things are
more like, okay, cool. Maybe didn't see that coming, but it's not like this changes everything. Like, I don't know.
I guess
some people could say that the turning of Kylo Ren and killing Snoke would be a plot twist.
I think Luke and Leia being brother and sister is a huge plot twist. By your
definition, do you think there will be?
Yeah.
Ooh. Do you have any quick thoughts on what one would be?
No, I don't have any facts or like thoughts behind what the plot twist could be. Okay. I'd love for Rey to be related to Kenobi, but we already know that.
Okay.
I don't think that's
Lacey just thinks so because she just throws out plot twists willy-nilly. They all have like 5 plot twists.
I think there will be, though, because it is the last one. I think there needs to be some moment, because there wasn't that moment really in Last Jedi where you're like, oh my gosh, except Luke trying to kill Ben Solo. Like, that was really the moment, I think, that people were like, wait, Luke is kind of the bad guy in this scenario? Or the moment where Luke... Another plot twist was that it wasn't really Luke. He was projecting himself.
Oh, yeah. That could...
That's a pretty big plot twist because people thought it was him. And then in the moment where you see him everywhere else, everyone's like, what?
Yeah, but what do you call a plot twist or a reveal? I mean, like, if I was telling you a story and I say, all right, first there's Luke Skywalker, but he's evil. Is that a plot twist for me to say, but he's evil? That's just new information you have now.
Let's talk about what plot twists are another time.
We can do a Kessel Run of the best plot twists.
I like it.
All right.
Yes,
Let's move on to the next one. And I'm going to have a little bit of trouble with our commander's name here. But thanks to our patron, Commander Todd Descrolliers.
Todd. Todd likes to push the Lacey Kylo button.
John said it. John said it.
I got you, Todd.
All right. He asked, will Chewbacca finally avenge the death of Han Solo? I got to know the answer to this. So I'm going straight to Lacey. What do you think on this question?
Nope. He's going to die.
That is so ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Han Solo's already dead. That's the point of the question. Will he avenge the death of Han Solo?
Will he avenge it? No, because he's going to forgive Ben.
Okay, so you're kind of pulling that, like, that comic strip where he's like, he's pointing at his heart, and then, like, he can't do it, so he kind of moves it down to, like, his gut because he just can't pull the trigger on Little Ben.
Pulled the trigger in the first movie. And I think he's angry, but he'll learn to forgive Ben.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to avenge it. No.
Damn interesting to me.
Why is that interesting?
Right. No, this question.
The biggest story of Star Wars is forgiveness.
No,
why are we here if people don't forgive each other?
No, you're right in terms of that. I'm saying this question in general is very interesting to me.
Didn't you write it?
No, it came from our Patreon, Todd Descroliers.
Oh, right.
Todd Descroseliers.
Todd is starting fights up in here. Todd, way to go.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you, John, before I give my quick answer on this, but I got to know what you're thinking because you're the biggest defender of Chewbacca and Han Solo. These two are your favorites. So
first off,
what do you think?
Todd, again, let us know if we're pronouncing it wrong in the chat. Descroceliers, did I get it right? Thank you for being a patron. Thanks for being so funny in our group chat. You're awesome. Appreciate it.
Hating on Lacey. It's okay.
And this Will of the Force is pretty damn interesting. I found this really interesting. So thinking of this possibly happening, like, makes me, like, very interested of Chewie just, like, saying, like, if Rey can't bring herself to do it because she still cares about the guy, and Chewie just, like, doesn't want to do it, but he just puts a bowcaster through his chest.
He's not going to do it. Could you see Chewie killing Han and Leia's son?
What is that I hear? What am I hearing?
Can't.
Is that the peanut gallery? So I'm going to say, while it's a great idea, it's possible, I'm going to lean no, because I still think Rey's going to be involved with ending this whole thing with Kylo Ren. And I still think he might do it to himself. But I love this idea. I like that it's in my head now. Very cool, Todd. Thank you.
So with this being the last I've talked a lot about how I think this movie has to, like, rev up the cheers, right? And how are they going to get a cheer in this movie? And do I think the best possibility is Kylo Ren standing there and he's about to do something evil, and then Chewie kicks in the door, you know what I mean? And kind of comes in and does that thing that, like, avenges the death of Han Solo. Would that get a big cheer? Possibly, but I don't think that it's the best thing that they could come up with. So I think it's off the table.
And it's not good for his character arc. Chewie's.
For Chewie's?
Yeah.
I can't wait till we have a discussion and it's just called Who is Gonna Kill Kylo Ren? And then we make Lacey post that as a poll on the Patreon, so she
I'm dead inside.
All right, Todd, I hope you like those answers. Instead. Let's move on to the last one. All right, this now is a callback to John's prediction for the first episode 9 teaser trailer. Lacey's gonna leave. Will Kylo Ren have Sith eyes at any point in episode 9? Now, here's the thing that Lacey is forgetting. She just thinks this hurts her soft boy or something like that. But this also could escalate his redemption if they want to go that route by showing him at his worst.
I'm back. And I heard then that. Bringing him out.
Yeah, you heard that. She's back. But and then bringing him back all the way from that terrible, terrible place. But I do think that regardless of whether they go with the redemption story or whether they go with he is the new emperor, the supreme leader, and he's just pure evil. I think that either way, we're going to see some Sith eyes. And that's my answer. They will give Kylo Ren Sith eyes at any point. Lacey, got to hear your opinion on this, considering I just totally threw your answer off the edge of a cliff.
So I have to laugh because you can obviously only see the video from, like, my chest up. My leg has been bouncing for the past probably 5 minutes, like just straight up bouncing up and down because I'm like so anxious. So first of all, this week or last week, Adam was at the Gotham Awards in New York for, I think, Black Klansman. And a stupid reporter, sorry, this was a stupid question to ask, was just like, so like, how do you think Kylo's doing running the Empire? First of all, wrong people. It's the First Order. And he just laughed and he goes, I'm not even touching that one. So will he have Sith eyes? I'm not even touching this question because it's never going to happen. No.
But for different reasons.
I love that question. The question that reporter asked Adam Driver has nothing to do with this. And Lacey just like, I'm going to skewer her because she asked the
I'm
question.
Sorry. How does it feel to, how does Kylo Ren feel to run the Empire? First of all, do your research if you're going to actually ask a Star Wars question. Second of all, you know he's not going to answer that question.
Yeah, I thought that is probably what she did mean, but I also did think that maybe she just kind of meant it like running the Empire that is the First Order. But anyway, that doesn't really matter. It's here guys, nor there, friends. John, Kylo give us Ren the answer.
Will have Sith eyes at some point in episode 9.
Of course he will.
I don't know this for a fact, but it is a fact, Jack. It is going
down. My
leg
is bouncing so hard right now while I'm listening to you talk about this.
And we're going to see it in the teaser. And people are going to be like, oh! And all the people who are like Ben Demption at Celebration are going to be like, oh, I'm so upset. Oh.
So Lacey, let me ask you, if he does in fact have Sith eyes in the trailer, is what I presented the fallback? Is it, well, there, of course, that's where he's at now.
Mm.
Or that's
my eyes are watering
low.
Thinking about him having Sith eyes.
Are your eyes yellow and red?
Cool. No.
Yeah. Are they getting redder as you tear up?
All right. Hey.
Okay.
No,
yeah,
he's right. Never mind.
She's
not going to
answer the question.
Go ahead. I'm answering. Go. What's the question?
No, the question was, is if he has Sith eyes in the trailer, do you think that what I presented would be the fallback on the people that are like the Ben Demption?
Could he come back?
Side. Well, of course, yeah, he's at his lowest of low, but he can rise out of that in the actual film.
Is there a chance? Yes, but I guarantee if it's in the trailer, they're presenting it as he's too far gone.
Okay. All right.
Because they're not going to present it in the trailer as like, will he come back? No, they're going to present it as like, he's done.
Quote, your son is gone. He was weak and foolish like his father, so I destroyed him. End quote. Kylo Ren, a.k.a.
Snoke.
Darth
quote, Last Jedi, you have too much
Darth
of your
Vader
father's heart.
Things like
young
that.
Solo. Hey,
we
end
have other
quote.
Segments yeah. to get into.
Dude,
right?
yeah. I can do this all day.
Section 2. Discussion.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. John, I'm going to send it back over to you for this week's discussion. We got a good one to talk about. Little
yes.
Mandalorian, little Cassian Andor.
Oh,
let's get
yeah.
into it, John.
Obi-Wan once thought as you do.
So our discussion this week, will Star Wars films have Sith eyes? Sith eyes on the brain. Will Star Wars films take a backseat to TV? We have Disney Plus, Disney Now, the new Star Wars Kids YouTube channel, the regular Star Wars YouTube channel. Disney clearly has their eye on the trends, and by bringing forth 3 different TV-based platforms forward, makes us wonder if they feel the future for their programming, most importantly, Star Wars, resides in this medium. Is it possible the juggernaut that is Star Wars films could take a back seat to TV? Will Star Wars theatrical releases then be dialed back to years apart as they once were? What impact will the growing content of Star Wars TV have on what made Star Wars great to begin with, which was big theatrical blockbuster films? Guys, we know for a fact that Star Wars TV is huge. It's growing bigger than it ever has before. We got 2 live action series already announced. Getting cooking. We have the return of Clone Wars. We have these other animated series. Is Star Wars TV the future? And is it going to lessen the need for theatrical films? What do you guys think? Let's crack this thing open.
Go ahead, James.
Okay. Yeah. I, I ab- Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And this is a little bit of a shout out here to Christian Harloff, Jedi Council, Collider, all those guys. They actually had a kind of a similar discussion. People have been saying to him, like, there's no way that Star Wars isn't about the movies. And his point is 100% valid. There's something organic or very real, a truth to television that is even if something's like low budget, if you spend enough time with these characters, you have all the time to flesh them out. People learn them a lot better. If Ahsoka was in one movie, she wouldn't have gone over as well as if she was in six seasons of this show, because they had time to really develop and turn people's opinions from not liking a character into liking a character. And I think there's no way even just saying alone that the Star Wars movies, the films themselves, are 22 hours and 15 minutes of content. That's including Rogue One, that's including Solo. And 22 hours of content is basically two seasons of one of these TV shows. You know what I mean?
Right.
That basically means that The Mandalorian and Cassian Andor alone is the exact same amount of content that is in all of the movies we've got since 77.
So, James,
that's insanity, right?
Are you trying to tell me that these series are going to be watered down to film these hours of footage?
What?
Whoa. Okay, wait. Yes, I do think that, because I do think that's television. Television is meant to space it out. And usually they with these types of shows, they drag it out. They go, I've got this idea. We have an hour. So let's get into all the nitty gritty details. And if you're looking for things to be like perfectly paced through an entire season of a TV show, there will always be episodes that are kind of like, oh, whatever, you know, that wasn't really that great. But when you look back at the series, you go, I loved that more than I loved these three movies. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think people easily will say that first season of The Mandalorian was amazing and easily better than the prequels, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. But the prequels is part of the legacy of Star Wars. You know what I mean? That's some of the stuff that we look up to. Will it ever touch the original trilogy? It might, but no one will ever admit to that.
I would never.
Never admit to that.
Lacey,
I want to hear what you guys got to say, because we have
James's.
I have so much more.
James has a staunch, clear path of what he's saying here. That is absolutely.
I'm Winston Churchilling this.
That the movies are theatrical movies are absolutely taking a back seat as we move forward. What do you think?
No, I don't think the movies will ever take a back seat to television. That's their original medium. That's what people know it as. It's on the big screen. People want to go into these adventures for 2 hours at a time. And while, yes, you can get the character development and more in-depth understanding of certain worlds, people have grown to expect certain characters, and they're only going to put those characters in the movies. I can't see them putting R2-D2 in a TV show.
Okay. I can see them putting R2 in a TV show, because you don't have to pay R2-D2 unless he's a good agent.
I guess. I don't know. I just don't see it. I think of Star Wars as a film. I don't think of it as a TV show. And until I see one, I'm not going to think of it as a TV show.
I feel like I'm leaning towards you on this, on your side here, Lacey. Although I do see James's point in terms of the momentum with TV.
Absolutely.
The amount of like cataloging you can do. But what does concern me a little bit, to James's point, sort of, is like you're getting 10 hours of Cassian Andor. That means Cassian Andor is going to have already, after season one, two more hours of Star Wars content than Han Solo, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ugh.
Like that to me is hard for me to deal with as a Han Solo fan. Unless, of course, they make Solo happen in a TV series, right? With Alden.
Right.
But,
right.
I mean, Harrison Ford's Han Solo is going to have less screen time than Diego Luna's Cassian Andor. I know a lot of people who like to be modern are going to be like, that's cool because Cassian's better than Han. No, he isn't. Stop it.
Yeah, but don't forget, too, that Saul Goodman has had more on screen airtime than, you know, what's his name from Breaking Bad? Walter White. right? But that doesn't compare at all to the legacy of Breaking Bad, the original show, and Walter White as a character.
I get right? you. But I don't know. I just can't imagine like a Cassian Andor series running more than one season. And then what do you do from there? Like how many more story ideas are they going to have for these TV series? I do think it might be good for Star Wars films in the long run because you can use these TV series as a way to keep the appetites filled and space out the movies instead right. of doing the
overdoing
thing where they were,
it, yeah.
Yeah, where they were trying to do a movie a year. I still think we're getting a Kenobi movie in 2020, 2020 vision, right? Right, guys? Uh-huh. Right?
I would bet 2021. Uh-huh.
Okay, but I think they will be spacing out the movies a bit more. What that means for Rian Johnson's movies, I don't know, because you got the Benioff and Weiss series of movies, which means there are more than three probably. So that's something to think about. I'm starting to think, guys, actually, side note, they may do a Lord of the Rings thing with the Benioff and Weiss and like fill, like take a year and film all these movies at once.
Yeah, do it all at once. Yeah.
But I like both types of ways of looking at it. But I don't think the movies will ever take a back seat because I think they'll always be an absolute juggernaut. And Star Wars movies also, are an experience. They're an experience.
Right. Going to the movies is an experience that people always like to do every once in a while for big movies. And I love television. And I love The Office. It's my favorite TV show. I'll watch it for hours on end.
Yeesh.
However, generally speaking, my daily schedule doesn't allow for me to watch TV all the time. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is I will have things to watch and I'll never get around to it. And then it won't happen. I'm not saying that will happen with Star Wars TV, but I could see it happening with people mm-hmm. being like, oh, I haven't gotten around to it yet. Whereas if the movie comes out, I'm definitely seeing the movie comes out the day it comes out because it's right. only 2 hours and yep. then that's it.
Yep.
Although I see
it was
it like
nice
eight
to hear
times,
you guys'
but...
opinion. It's just too bad it's wrong. Guys, the
see, this
times...
is what James does. He turns these discussions that we try to make a nice little discussion into a Star Wars war.
Yeah, because I thought this discussion was more of like a therapy thing. Like we're just kind of helping people get into this because the times they are a changing.
Says the guy guys, in a McDonald's t-shirt.
Yeah. But here's the thing, guys. Is that
James is hamburgling the conversation.
I didn't really go to the local McDonald's and buy this. That's the 50s way of doing things. This is 2018, man. I tweeted about this. They use their social media marketing to, it's 2018, baby. So here's the thing is, times are changing, guys. And I can convince most people on one word alone. And that word is Netflix.
Money. Oh,
they have changed everything. And
they're also in like $20 million worth of debt.
Netflix?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Go Google it.
No, you can say that all you want. They make like $120 million a month. There's no way they're in 20 millions would be like, all right, we'll have to think about making that 20 million. Oh, we just got it. There's the 20 million. There's no way they're $20 million in debt. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't really matter. There's no way that face or there's no way that
as a variety this year, Netflix plans Monday to raise $2 billion because as of September 30th, 2018, Netflix reported $8.34 billion in long-term debt, up 71% from $4.89 billion in 2017.
That sounds like trouble.
Netflix is going down next month. Pointing because Lacey is right and knows how to read the internet.
Yeah. So Lacey thinks that Netflix is a failing company and they haven't done anything to change the dynamic of how we bring in our video entertainment into our households. And she thinks that theater ticket sales are going nowhere but up.
I didn't
more
say
and
that.
More people are going to the movies year after year.
I didn't because, say
not
that.
Because
I said
Netflix.
The movies are an experience, whereas Netflix is not. Netflix is you can do it on your leisure.
And that's just too bad for all the people who like going to the theaters, which is me.
Now,
I'm saying
I hate Netflix. I'm not allowed to use it anymore.
I'm saying times are changing. This is the way they're going. This is the way that all marketing going. The Disney is coming up with a streaming service specifically so that they can do this because they know this is the cash cow. They know that in the future they can make these Star Wars movies and they will continue to do that. But at some point that might not be their their biggest revenue stream, because they make a movie, they hope people go see it. But if they make a movie and they put that movie or this TV show or whatever on a streaming service, they've already got the money.
I'm
They're
not
locked
quantify,
in. Nobody's moving anywhere.
I'm not going to pretend I know
that.
How to quantify the value of one TV series to a streaming service. I don't know. Yeah. I know, like, you know, people are like, oh, I love The Office on Netflix. And I think if they renamed Netflix The Office, it would turn a profit. But, like, you know, you have Stranger Things and the marquee shows, but I don't know if they know how to equate this show gives us this, because they don't put ads on the shows. It's just click and play. So does, how do they find out that The Mandalorian is worth this, even though they spent $100 million to make it, you know? Whereas when you have the movie, it's like, there's the movie, that's what it cost, that's how much the movie brought in, whether it's merch, marketing, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that a Star Wars TV series will have the same external pull as a movie does when it comes to toys, when it comes to merch, when it comes to posters, when it comes to all the other stuff. Because you're limited to paying for that streaming service, and the casual movie-going audience may not be in on that streaming service. So you're limiting yourself to that bubble.
They will be.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Discussions it's a trap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're setting up for. That's exactly what the streaming service is. This is Disney's new revenue stream.
I understand that. But in terms of Star Wars itself on the Disney streaming service, they may make a lot of money because there's Disney animated features that are classics that people want that for. It's not just for Star Wars. Will the Star Wars fans, casual, I like Star Wars fans outside of our bubble, the psychos who are obsessed, who probably already, I've already bought Disney Plus and it's not even out yet. In my brain, it's already purchased. But the casual fan, they may not buy it. But that casual fan would walk to the theater, buy a ticket to go see Episode 9 and be like, Star Wars time, let's go. So what part of their audience are they going to retain on a streaming service? That's something they really seriously need to consider.
Mm-hmm. So what are you guys' opinions on Disney? Like, what do you think they're thinking? Because they're going, dang, we made a lot of money on Force Awakens. We never expected that from Last Jedi, but we did not make as much money with Last Jedi. And Rogue One did pretty good. We were pretty happy with that, but dang, Solo, man. So I don't know. Do you think there's any chance that the, yes. Do you think that there's any small little nugget in there? Yes. That Disney is going, maybe we should try to lock them in long term instead of just trying to hope they decide to go to the theater that weekend.
I don't know. I mean, you could
lock
always
them in with every other aspect of Disney that we have. Locking them in is presenting a product that's so good
that's
that
a
you
month,
can't
a month
say no.
Basis.
I know that is saying, like, maybe you don't like Star Wars. Maybe you're not even invested in Star Wars, but don't worry about that. We got this thing and Marvel and animated
James,
movies
talking about,
and this new original content.
We're
about,
talking about Star Wars.
Wrinkle in Time 4. I know, exactly. But what I'm saying is they got that
going for
them.
A Wrinkle in Time 2 and 3?
Yeah, and they're going to make Nutcracker in the four in the five realms.
But James, the discussion
gonna
is
space
will
buddies.
Star,
it's going to be
Star
incredible.
Wars TV take
right
precedent over the movies. John and I are saying no, because the movies will always be king. That's the original medium. That's all we're saying.
I hear you. What I'm saying is that because you have people that are so invested already in the streaming service, and then they go, oh, there's this Star Wars TV show. I remember the original trilogy. Haven't seen any since then. I heard those prequels were terrible. And, oh, those stupid sequels, whatever. Like, they now have an opportunity for free to get into and be locked into The Mandalorian.
For
or
free?
This character. Yes, because they already are bought in because of all the other things that they're doing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, the television programming, is free. Because you already have Amazon Prime for the shipping
and for the
cheaper prices and stuff.
James, you know what would be, I understand what you're saying there, because it's like another way for someone to make a lateral move and be like, let me check out Star Wars now. Okay.
Yes.
I don't think Star Wars, people already know what Star Wars kind of is and, you know, whatever, but
the next Star Wars movie will be pressing play. It won't be asking people to pay money. They will already be locked into the money.
We'll see. They haven't said that yet. They haven't said they're putting a Star Wars movie organically via a streaming service. That has never been said.
I understand. Okay. That's not my point. My point is that the Star Wars television shows, they're going to put a lot into that because they want people to continue to be locked into this.
I think what will be ultimately telling, which we'll find out maybe in 5 years once these shows get running, is what came first, the chicken or the egg? So in other words, we're getting a series based off of the success, based off of a successful movie. So you have Rogue One, which is successful. So they're like, let's make a series with that character, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if they take The Mandalorian and it has a run, and then they make a movie bouncing off of that, so you're going from the TV to the big screen, then you're really telling me something, that they believe in how many eyeballs are watching that series, and they believe that that is a good enough catalyst to launch a movie out of. So once I see that...
And we'll never know those numbers. That's the thing.
But once I
they'll never tell us that.
Story-wise, once I see something from the streaming service first bounce something else spun off onto the big screen, then I'm on board with the fact that that is a real force to deal with, because you are starting organically on the TV side first and then moving on to the big screen, as opposed to vice versa.
I don't think they would ever do that. That's the same as saying like Ezra and the Ahsoka story will be finished in a live action movie.
No, because now you're saying animation to live action. I'm saying The Mandalorian is a live action series. If they make
What I'm saying is medium to medium.
Yeah.
So I'm saying so you're taking something that started in a TV show, isn't going to end in a movie. If they did like a Mandalorian, whatever, and then they found a character that they really like in The Mandalorian and they decided to spin him off onto his own movie and release it in the theaters. I think you're kind of crazy on that.
So why
the
don't
best
we sum
would be
up
like
our
the finale of The Mandalorian
though.
Would be a movie, but
right. But let's just, cause we're getting up in time. So why don't we sum up?
Lacey doesn't like this conversation.
I think it's nitty gritty. It's getting nitty gritty numbers. And my whole thing is like, it's like Harry Potter. You love Harry Potter. Harry Potter's a wonderful movie and it's really fun to watch, but it's not the same as the book.
They
the book
made
the original thing.
They made books out of that.
So funny.
There's the earhead joke.
There's the earhead joke. All right. So yeah, let's close it out then. So, I know James is very passionate about it. So, Lacey,
let him go last.
Lacey, you go first. Let us know. You heard all the arguments. You had your own argument. What do you think?
I think that the movie is always going to reign supreme, and that's never going to take a backseat to anything else. Though that's never over for books, magazines, cartoons, TV shows, whatever. The movies will always be number one.
Okay. And
on the important scale.
I agree with you, because until it's proven otherwise, I think that is the case. I think Star Wars is an event. I think it's important for Star Wars to be showcased as an event, and an event that is going to the movies and being a box office juggernaut. I do think the TV element is growing. It's pretty obvious. You can't deny that. But until I see, like I say, something rooted out of the TV series creating something that can be theatrically done as opposed to vice versa, I have my doubts. So right now I will say Star Wars movies will never take a back seat to TV. They may be spread out from time to time, but they'll never take a back seat. James, I'll give you the last word since you're the lone wolf.
If I had to pinpoint something that you said in there, John, is that there's no denying how big TV's getting. TV's getting huge, right? I think there was a point at time where people said, well, you're either in movies and you're successful, or you're doing TV. Mm-hmm. And no matter how big you do on TV, you're not in the same league as the people who are doing movies, movie stars. That's Hollywood. That's real Hollywood. You're just doing TV. And that has completely changed. You've got big A-list actors coming to television and doing things with Netflix, with Amazon Prime, with all these companies that are making their own streaming services. Mm-hmm. Disney has caught on to this. This is the new medium. This is what people want. They're talking about the future of theaters just in general, because like, can we get people to go to the theaters?
Oh, come on.
That's what I'm dead serious. Look at MoviePass.
This movie's breaking MoviePass records every year.
No, they're breaking like the numbers every year, but not like in actual like money because of inflation. Like movies still aren't topping because like inflation. What is it?
All right, final statements.
Yeah, he's arguing with me.
I'm sorry.
I think that TV and streaming are a force to be reckoned with. It's reality. These things are becoming the new way that we just kind of take in entertainment, just the same way as like, you know, podcasts or anything else, right? And I absolutely think that at some point Disney's going to say, we make just as much from our television and our streaming services as we do from our full-length feature films, and that will include Star Wars.
All right, so you heard it here first, folks. James Baney's ultimate goal is to never leave home and to always watch Star Wars.
What America wants.
You can't buy pink stuff at the theater, folks. That's what this all boils down to. That is it.
Yeah. All right. Sour Patch Kids are too expensive.
You know, we get yeah, we get a little combative with our discussions, but I thought this was a good one. I thought everyone had good points, good angles. Let us know what you guys think. What do you think? Do you think Star Wars films are going to take a back seat to TV? Do you think they're going to be head-to-head? Do you think movies are always going to be paramount? Let us know in the comments on the YouTube video if you're watching this. Also, you Patreon folks, hit us up there. And anywhere else, SoundCloud, wherever. And, of course, on Twitter at RBATSWNN. Let us know what you guys think, and we hope you enjoy the discussion. Now it's time to dial up the fun a little bit, get the stuffiness out of the room. It is resistance transmissions time, so we are going to send it over to Lacey to see if we can get you guys to crack her up with your resistance transmissions. Lacey, what do we have for them this week?
All right, guys, it's time for resistance transmissions. So every week, John puts up a crazy, wacky situation, and we're gonna read your answers, kind of like a fill in the blank. So this week, we said when Vader sensed Kenobi on the Death Star, he started a sentence but never finished it. I sense something, a presence I've not felt since. Dot, dot, dot. What was the rest of Vader's sentence gonna be? All right, Adam Drivers, Adam ADVM Drivers.
Do we do this to Lacey where we have her read Vader's first part before each answer?
No.
All right.
What?
Fine. I was gonna say
maybe a little bit. A presence I've not felt since. Yeah, and then so, finish.
Yeah,
with
so
it.
Start. Yeah.
So Vader says, "A presence I've not felt since." Hold on. What is that noise I'm hearing? Never mind. A presence I've not...
Was that one of them?
No, yeah, that's not one of them.
I think Lacey just had that moment in reality. Like, a presence I've
like
not felt since...
It sounded like someone was banging
since...
on the wall. Sorry, what? Guys. I'm in Florida. Hold on. There's weird people around me. I don't know. All right.
Raccoons.
So, a presence I've not felt since... My best friend and teacher cut off 3 of my limbs and left me to burn to death.
Yeah.
Ooh, grim.
He's not letting that one go. Next is a presence I've not felt since we ended our podcast Padawan Pals over creative differences. And that was from Hikiko Mori Povich. Oh, Mori Povich. At Sarah Sahim.
Now, Sarah, why do I feel like your real name is not Povich, but it's Sarah? Let's see. Padawan Pals. Let's see if that actually winds up being a podcast one day.
Yeah. Next is from Scotty J-Ro at the Scott J-Ro. Hey, Scott.
Scotty.
And it's a presence I've not felt since. I sense something. A presence I've not... Oh, wheel.
Scotty added it in.
Okay. A presence I've not felt since Cozumel 13BBY.
Now, that has to be some reference to a comic or something. I don't even know what that is. Cozumel 13BBY has to be... So it's like 7 years after Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah.
Something going on. Scotty, and he posted like pictures of Darth Vader on a beach.
Right. Yeah, I think the joke here, just because Cozumel's like a known destination point, that he's saying I've not felt since spring break Cozumel 13 BBY, and he just threw in like random numbers.
Oh, so like when someone said like Cancun 98?
Yeah.
Scotty, you devil, you.
Had to think about that one.
Scotty, okay, it's going to be a deep dish pizza, and it's probably going to be an IPA of some sort. Thank you.
John threw me off because I'm like, I thought Cozumel was like a destination point, but maybe that is like a planet and it's like a comic thing.
Yeah.
I had to like look it up. I'm like, no, it's just a destination point.
Next is Grant Zebernick at Grant_Zep. And he said, a presence I've not felt since that time we encountered each other in the Obi-Wan movie that may or not be made.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. That comment is a pie in the face if I ever heard
one. Yeah, going for the latter there.
Okay, next is Arturito Jedi Bianconero at A Gray Jedi. And they said, a presence I haven't felt since that dark side bender where I choked my wife, learned the value of the high ground, blacked out, and woke up in this rad suit. That was a roller coaster of an answer.
Yeah.
Speaking of high ground, we actually sold a high ground t-shirt, I believe, this week. So if you want to pick up your high ground t-shirt, head over to tpublic.com and get it not to be reserved for Ricky Bobby.
Okay.
Sweet.
That's one less plug I have to do later. All right.
Yeah.
So next is Dan Stadnick at Dan Stadnick.
Hey, way to get your handle, Dan.
Yeah, way to go, Dan. And he said, a presence I've not felt since I had all 10 toes.
Oh, I like that one.
He doesn't have any toes, though. He says, like, since I had all 10 of them.
Like, well, yeah, but, you know.
Did Darth Vader get half of his foot cut off?
Next is Luke's Force Ghost at Uncle Luke's Ghost. And they said, I have not felt that presence since my legendary impression of a charcoal briquette.
I don't even know what a briquette is. Is that like a baguette?
It's the piece that you burn.
Oh, yeah. He did kind of look like that.
He did.
Yes.
Next is, and last but not least, is Suffering Cats. It's James O'Tron.
At Myra Trunks 2, James O'Tron.
At James Marsh 83. And he says, I haven't felt that presence since that time where he totally underestimated my powers, cheated, and stole my lightsaber.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on Suffering Cats. It's James O'Tron.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's the best answer we had tonight.
Yeah.
It wasn't even an answer.
He's still got his Halloween spooky name, Suffering Cats.
I love it.
Well
okay, guys, thank you so much for your resistance transmissions. If you want to be on the show, just pay attention to our Twitter handle, at RBATSWNN. Every week, John will put up some crazy, wacky situation. And then you just give your answers. And the best creative, funny answers usually get chosen, but creative too. Back to you, John.
Yeah, so if I post something about Anakin, don't say something about sand, because we get like 40 of those. And then it's just, you know, the sand thing, it's enough with the sand.
We get it. He hates sand.
That's like when we do the Billy Dee Williams one, there's like 10 Colt 45 ones. I'm like,
oh, you brought it up. Again, this is like the third time that you've brought it up.
It's amazing. All right, guys, this was amazing. This was a wonderful show. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being a part of the resistance. Thank you to our patrons, especially our generals Thomas and Adam Odell. Thank you, sirs. Thank you to all of our patrons. And if you haven't yet, check it out. At least go to patreon.com/resistancebroadcast. We have 5 tiers starting at $2 a month. So a cup of coffee a month. You can get all of our daily new exclusive stuff. Move to the front of a line with Ask the Resistance and Resistance Transmissions. We're going to be doing a monthly Q&A. We also have a group chat at one of our tiers. And of course, our Phantom Menace commentary is already on the page right now. I do a weekly rumor review. review video. Me and Lacey may take the to the streets and ask people questions about Kylo Ren. It's going to get nuts. But go over there, check it out. We appreciate it. And of course, Mr. James Baney is always there to give you comic stuff. I know he likes doing that mm-hmm. stuff. So dig it. Mm-hmm. Guys, James already told you about the t-shirts. So go do that. StarWarsNewsNet.com for all of your latest news, reviews, editorials, information, and more. I think those are the plugs. Oh, yeah. Subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube if you're watching. How are you, YouTube viewers? How you doing? And that does it for that stuff. I am John Hoey. You can reach me on Twitter at Johnny Hoey. James Baney, how about you, sir?
On Twitter and Instagram.
Oh.
Admire Trunks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I highly advise you go over to that Patreon for that $2, because for $2, I mean, that's the price of a McChicken and a hash brown.
We are not paid by McDonald's, by the way. We are
James,
not.
That's like the price of a movie ticket in like the late 70s.
Yeah, in the late 70s, but the times they're changing.
James also runs our Instagram account at The Resistance Broadcast. So beef up our Instagram account, because right now you guys aren't over there. I'm still not even sure how to Instagram, really. Every once in a while I'll post a picture of like my son, but that's pretty much it. Don't go look at my son. Stop it. Okay, Lacey, where are you?
People can find me on Twitter at Lacey Gillerin. You can also find me on Instagram at Lacey Gillerin, where you can follow my fun adventures at Florida and other places. I talk about Star Wars on Twitter and Kylo Ren and how he's awesome and he's not going to get Sith eyes. Yeah, so I'll see you around.
All right, guys, that brings us to the end of the show. We hope you like The Will of the Force, our discussion. And did you make it on the show in Resistance Transmissions? Because if you didn't, step up your game. Let's go fire off those tweets when we put out that stuff. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy your weekends, and we will see you on Monday morning with a brand new episode right here on the Resistance Broadcast. We'll see you around, kids.